CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met astronauts and scientists who participated in the Shenzhou 10 mission, extending congratulations to the success of the mission. Xi Jinping said the mission marked the perfect finish of the first phase of the second step of China's manned space program. The mission was carried out from June 11th to 26th, during which time the Shenzhou 10 docked with the orbiting space lab Tiangong-1 twice. Vice President Li Yuanqiao is mourning the Chinese fighters who died in the Korean War during his visit to North Korea. Li Yuanqiao visited the Korea-China Friendship Tower and the cemetery of the fallen Chinese fighters in Ho-Chunk County. The vice president says the fighters of the Chinese People's Volunteers joined the Korean soldiers more than 60 years ago, helped people in North Korea protect their homeland and country, and safeguard peace and justice. Li Yuanqiao added the purpose of marking the 60th anniversary of the Korean War armistice is to safeguard peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and to pursue regional prosperity and development for the future. Arson has been confirmed as the cause of a fire in a nursing home in northeast China's Heilongjiang province. 11 senior citizens have been confirmed dead following the fire. The fire broke out overnight in the inpatient building of the Lianhe Senior Nursing Home in the city of Heilun, which is about 200 kilometers north of the provincial capital Harbin. There were 32 elderly people in the inpatient building when the fire broke out. This is CRI News. Russia's presidential spokesman has said his country will not extradite fugitive U.S. intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden to the United States. Dmitry Peskov announced President Putin has not participated in the discussion of the issue with U.S. colleagues. He added the Federal Security Service was in talks with his U.S. counterpart over Snowden's fate. Russian Justice Ministry says they received a letter from the U.S. explaining its position on the status of Snowden, but the letter did not contain an extradition request. Snowden has applied for temporary asylum in Russia and is still waiting for an answer. The death toll of the twin blasts that hit Pakistan's northwest tribal region of Kuram Agency on Friday evening has risen to 42. The blasts have left more than 140 people injured. Hospital sources say about 20 injured people still remain in critical condition, and the death toll may further rise. Police sources have confirmed that one of the explosions is a suicide blast. Both Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif have strongly condemned the twin blasts and offer condolences to the families of the victims. An Egyptian court has ordered the detention of ousted President Mohamed Morsi for 15 days for investigations over such charges as spying and jailbreak. Charges against Morsi include spying for the Palestinian Islamic Hamas movement and escaping from Wadi el-Nitrim prison. Morsi was ousted by the military on July 3rd after he failed to respond positively to the demands of millions of protesters who were unsatisfied with his rule since he was elected a year ago. Mass rallies organized by both pro- and anti-Morsi demonstrations are now underway in major Egyptian cities. China's Chief Justice has vowed to severely punish those who commit crimes that harm the military's ability to prepare itself for combat. Zhou Qiang, president of the Supreme People's Court, visited the military court of the People's Liberation Army on Friday, calling on the court to fully exert its role. Zhou Qiang also called for addressing military issues involving laws and litigation in accordance with the law. He urged the military court to further improve its capabilities, maintain justice, and operate cleanly. A local official involved in a property scandal has stood trial in a court in Guangzhou. Cai Bin, a former district management official in Guangzhou, was found to own far more houses than his salary could afford. Prosecutors say Cai has received bribes amounting to 2.75 million yuan, or about $450,000 in the past decade. He is expected to be sentenced to 11 to 14 years in jail as he confessed his crime and returned the bribes. The sacred flame of China's 12th National Games was lit atop Mount Laotiashan in Dalian City of northeast China's Liaoning province on Friday. The ceremony was held in a traditional sunray way by lighting the torch with a spotlight. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.